Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Now look, guys, UFC 300 being an absolute all-timer of a card was always going to have some repercussions. We had some nameless fight nights leading up to it, and now this next pay-per-view is suffering a little bit in name value too. There are some really cool prospect matchups on it and some fights that are sort of destined to be bangers, but it's definitely built around the main event. Alexandre Pantoja defending the UFC flyweight belt against relative newcomer Mr. Steve Astro Boy Urtseg. This unassuming-looking Aussie gentleman has been in the UFC for less than a year, and with that in mind, you probably don't know too much about him. So today, we are going to go on a solo deep dive here and find out who Steve Urtseg is. Speaking of Steve Urtseg, just in time for this weekend's card, you can play as him right now in EA Sports UFC 5. It's one thing to talk about how this fight might go down, but you can simulate it yourself with the recent Fighter Drop free DLC. If you already own the game, this won't cost you a dime to download it right now. And of course, Urtseg is not alone in being added to the game. This is already the second wave of a massive roster update over 2 months. You can already play with Manel Cape, Nassadin Imovov, and Michael Venom Page, with 11 more fighters making their way into the game. Again, they aren't charging a dime extra. This is free DLC. Click the link in the description to find out more. I'm Max from MMA on Point. Thank you so much, as always, to our YouTube Hall of Fame members for their support, and this is the special edition Unfamiliars, Steve Urtseg. So, who is this bloke? Well, let's start with what you might already know. Urtseg is 27 years old, fights out of Perth, Western Australia, and across an 8-year career has worked himself a very impressive 13 win and 1 loss record, with his current win streak extending 11 fights back to 2018. In a short 3-fight UFC run, he's won himself 2 Performance of the Night bonuses, most recently with one of the cleanest 1-2-3 knockouts I have ever seen over Matt Schnell. But where has this bored-looking violence merchant come from? Born and raised in Perth, Steve, like a lot of us, was a big pro wrestling fan as a kid. I mean, honestly, tell me you weren't a Jeff Hardy or a Stone Cold fan when you were younger. You're a coward if you lie. And yeah, you may have heard him touch on this on the UFC Countdown, but as a young wrestling fan, he watched as the next big thing Brock Lesnar made the transition from scripted to unscripted violence and made the jump to the UFC. Seeing a smaller Frank Mir manage to win a fight against the massive collection of meat that was prime Brock Lesnar, just by tugging on his foot a bit, amazed the young Astro Boy. Urtseg was always a small guy and he just couldn't believe it. And that was all it took to sign him up at the nearest MMA gym. I think most of us can relate to that. That's kind of the MMA story, right? It started with Hoist Gracie coming in and defeating the big roidy wrestlers at UFC 1, and then of course Kazushi Sakuraba holding his own against monsters in Pride. It's an inspiring narrative and it's turned into a flourishing career for Steve Urtseg. But how has he come out of nowhere in this past year? Well, if I'm honest, it probably has something to do with the Oceanian MMA scene. It is hard to tell if a killer coming out of Australia or New Zealand is truly on the level that the UFC demands. To say the competition level down there is hit and miss would be an understatement. Let's look at some examples from the promotion that Urtseg called home for most of his career down under, Eternal MMA. It's a great young promotion with solid production levels, high level talents coming out of it, a lot of guys from the UFC. Jack Della Maddalena was a champion there. Obviously, he's now undefeated in 7 UFC bouts and in the title conversation. Kevin Jussé is 2-0 in the Big Show. He also fought in Eternal, as did Casey O'Neill, who is the daughter of Eternal's promoter. Those are the success stories, but most guys coming out of that region and out of that promotion in particular do seem to struggle with the uptick in competition, like Jesse Rose Clark, Tyson Pedro, and perhaps more notably, Shannon Ross, a former Eternal champ whose 4-fight UFC career saw 4 really bad KO losses.
Oh, speaking of body shots,
what a combination from Park.
The truth is, the average MMA fan doesn't keep up with Oceanian MMA, doesn't know Eternal exists, and more importantly, doesn't know if they can trust the record of someone coming out of that region. They just don't have faith that these guys are going to be able to compete. But watching Oseg's time there, it's hard not to see the talent and the potential that he had. Across 7 fights under the Eternal banner, Oseg scored 5 submissions, a knockout, and 2 decisions to win and defend their flyweight title, as well as playing around and getting some W's up at bantamweight. Now let's talk style. It might surprise you guys to learn that despite being touted as one of the cleanest boxers in the UFC already by the likes of ESPN and Luke Thomas, Steve Oseg has mostly been known as a submission specialist and a grappling standout in his career. Like Alexander Volkanovski and Robbie Whittaker before him, Steve is a member of the unheralded Aussie wrestling scene with a gold medal at the Australian National Wrestling Championships. This is beginning to be a bit of a trend that no one really expected. You do not think Australia when you think of high-level wrestling. He holds a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and again, Australia's BJJ scene is criminally underrated. Some of the best grapplers in the world, in and outside of MMA, guys like Lachlan Giles, Craig Jones, Levi Jones-Leary, and more are showing that these Aussies can compete on the world level in grappling without having to move to America and find a high-level gym. For Oseg, though, you're not going to see any flashy flying submissions or boring grinding. He is an attack-minded guy with traditional technique. He looks to get control and consolidate it, work for a submission, but without putting himself in risk of losing the position. That said, though, if you give him a chance in the transition, he is not above snatching a neck and putting you out.
Oh, he's got the leg, he's got the neck, he's breathing hard. Is he gonna go to sleep?
He's dead.
It looks absolutely suffocating to grapple with this guy. He seems a lot stronger than he looks. Even when he's in bad positions for takedowns, he manages to out-leverage his opponent to drag it down to the mat. But this is not an example of a grappler who has had to learn to strike. Oseg began training mixed martial arts, not jiu-jitsu. He's been striking since day one, and his hands are excellent. The work he does with his lead hand is fantastic. We know most boxers like to set things up with the jab, but Oseg's lead hook is a thing of beauty, and he uses it from everywhere. Leaping hooks with KO power.
Oh, big hook. He's out.
Ending combinations with it.
Nice counter.
Sneaking it in as a check hook on the counter. He's brilliant with both hands, of course, but I just really love how he uses his lead, not just as a range finder and a metronome, but more of a danger weapon. And we haven't really seen it yet in the UFC, but my God, has Oseg got a chin? He has been detonated on in the Australian scene by big punches and kickers, sometimes even upper weight class, and just absolutely spat on them. He has lent on that chin as a defensive measure a bit, which does worry me. His footwork is solid. He always exits laterally instead of backing straight up and getting caught. But when he is in exchanges, he definitely prefers to lean on his chin and just throw instead of keeping his wits about him. But like I say, so far he's not been given any reason not to. He's been cracked badly in basically every fight he's ever had, and it hasn't really seemed to bother him. Now, the million-dollar question. Is Steve Oseg too green to be getting a title fight? Well, on paper, no. Obviously, extreme examples exist of fighters like Brock Lesnar getting title shots extremely early and being successful. But even outside of that, Weili Zhang's 4th UFC fight was a title shot, which she won. Anderson Silva's 2nd UFC fight was a title shot, which he won. Cody Garbrandt only had 10 total fights before he dominated Cruz. And even one of the greatest of all time, Demetrius Johnson, had only 8 fights and 2 in the UFC before taking his first ever title shot. Crazier things have happened. And honestly, I think the main part of this narrative is that Oseg is an unfamiliar. 125 pounds isn't exactly the most highlighted division in the UFC. And 2 of Oseg's 3 fights have been buried on the prelims. Coupled with this, he's sitting at just number 10 in the UFC rankings while other contenders remain unbooked. But the UFC decided that his performances, in particular that big KO of Matt Schnell, warrant him a title shot over the likes of Muhammad Makhachev in a division that's been shaken up a lot recently and doesn't have a solidified champion. Oseg himself didn't expect to get the title shot. He said he was midway through a KFC meal when he got the call and promptly threw his chicken in the bin to go and cut weight. But from the UFC's point of view, they needed to sell this pay-per-view, and only one guy in the division has had a sick knockout in his recent fights. I mean, worst case scenario for them, Pantoja gets a win in front of a home crowd and maybe solidifies himself a bit more as a champion in this division. And I'm sure the UFC wouldn't mind that. I do really, really like this matchup though. Pantoja has been winning his fights in this run with smothering technical grappling, and against a really slick boxer in Brandon Moreno, who actually has similar strengths to Oseg, Pantoja was able to counter-strike him effectively too. Alexander Pantoja is so experienced. He's been in there with grapplers just as dangerous and boxers just as technical as Oseg, and he's faced power before as well. Both of these lads get hit a lot, and neither of them has a very slick defense, so I imagine It's going to be a bit of a barroom brawl on the feet. Oleksiy's going to want to keep it in the kickboxing range. Pantoja is a lot more devastating in the clinch. And I have no idea how the grappling's going to go. These guys are both really high level, and we haven't seen Steve's tested yet. I don't think it's as cut and dry a win for Pantoja as a lot of people seem to think. But is the jump from the Aussie scene to the UFC a bigger jump than top 15 to title shot? Steve Oleksiy managed to pass that first test with flying colors. Can he do it again? Tricky one for me to pick here. I would not be surprised to see a Pantoja decision. He's just so experienced, but something does tell me that power might be a little bit of an equalizer here. Anyway, what's your guys' opinion on Steve Oleksiy? Is this too early of a shot for him? How do you feel about 301 as a card? Make sure you let me know down in the comments and on Twitter at @Max_Randall. And guys, again, like I mentioned earlier, you can play as Steve Oleksiy and Pantoja in EA Sports UFC 5 today. By the end of these DLC drops, all told, we're looking at 30 plus highly requested fights and even new gameplay changes between April and June. So if you want to get your hands on the game, if you haven't already, some of the new free DLC content like Steve Oleksiy and alter egos from the WEC era, just go and click the link in the description for more. Big shout out to EA Sports UFC 5 for supporting the channel with this legit awesome content update. Remember, you can get this DLC for free right now. Just head to the link in the description to find out more. Once again, I've got to say thank you so much to our Hall of Famers for their support. If you want to join in that, you can click join underneath the video or in the description. You're going to get a whole bunch of bonus perks and help the channel out in a big way. Otherwise, make sure you like and subscribe and do enjoy the pay-per-view.